This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So how do you identify and stop the negative self-talk? Gave you guys an assignment yesterday. After listening to Mel Robbins, her podcast, where she makes this suggestion, right? That when you're having negative self-talk, don't beat yourself up. Give it a name. Give that voice a name, a literal person's name, and tell it to shut up. Okay? So, for instance, I think Mo's yesterday was what?
Joe!
So, when Mo is feeling some negative self-talk, he's not beating himself up. He's saying, Joe, shut up! And I gave you guys the assignment because it's really, really helped me over the course of the last week and a half. It felt like a ridiculous assignment at first and doing that in my head, but it really has changed my mental headspace. So I asked these guys to do it for 24 hours, super curious if they would actually do it and what they identified, what they were beating themselves up about, and did it work when they started calling somebody else to shut up about it?
Oddly enough, so mine was Carol. Don't know where that comes from, why that name came out, but it did. In all sincerity, I never had to call out Carol yesterday.
That's an observation. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I actually was on a little bit of a high yesterday. I stood up for myself multiple times yesterday, and like there was no Carol in my head like talking me down or making me feel less than. I was like really empowered with certain things I did yesterday, sticking up for myself. So yeah, no, Carol was a silent bystander.
Silent Carol.
Yeah.
That's an amazing win right there.
It really was. I didn't have to put that bitch in her place.
I had two yesterday for Troy. One was the typical one that I've told you guys about before. I get out of the shower. I've got a mirror there. Before I can get my towel on, I'm looking at my body and I'm like, I'm a little thicker in the midsection than I should be because I do so much ab work. And then I'm like, shut up, Troy.
There you go.
You look good.
Yeah, you do.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And there was another time. I usually have like six things on my to-do list that are musts every single day. Like, meditate for 5 minutes, write in a gratitude journal, and I didn't get to like three of the six, and I started beating myself up, and then I said, shut up, Troy! I'm dancing as fast as I can, Troy! So those are the two majors for me yesterday.
Good job.
Cassia?
Good
job.
Yeah, I started, it wasn't negative self-talk.
What's her name again?
Oh, Veronica. Mm-hmm. We're going, Ronnie sound, it was Ronnie, but that sounded too familiar. So Veronica in my head is the mean girl, even though I love the name. So I started to go into a little of a like, oh, woe is me tailspin last night. So it wasn't negative self-talk, but I'm like, Veronica, get out of here with your negativity and your woe is meanness. And it really did snap me out of it.
Right?
Yeah, I just, now any negative trait, that's Veronica's problem.
Yeah, what a bit. What happens when you actually meet a Veronica?
I know, I feel so bad. I'm sure there's a Veronica listening now who's like a really lovely person. And I'm like, shut up, Veronica, I hate you.
All right, Mo, observations from the last 24.
And by the way, you picked a name that was way too close to your own.
Joe and Mo.
Probably a rapper in me.
It's like his evil twin. Like, yeah. That wasn't Mo, that's Joe.
That is a really good point.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah. I forgot. to be honest.
Don't beat yourself up. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's Joe, That's Joe's problem.
It is Joe's problem. I think I got to use Joe more for, like, for not negative self-talk, because I don't really do that too often, but for, like, when I'm overthinking other things that other people have said. Like, then that gets in my head. So I think I have to remember to use Joe for that reason, more so than me beating myself up.
Like social media comments you're talking about?
Oh, from everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just in life in general. I think sometimes when people say things to me, I, like, overthink it, and then I carry it, and then it, like, goes with me throughout the day. So I realized yesterday, if I would have remembered the assignment, I think that's what I would have needed Joe for more.
So what you need to do is just be like, Joe, let it go.
Yeah, ooh.
And it rhymes. It works for
you.
I like bars.
I know you love bars.
No, I'm a bar guy.
The rapper in you?
Yeah. Way to go, Kristen. That is the one and only time anybody's ever said that to me. I was thinking that Frozen song. I wasn't thinking a rap.
Do you ever swing back to those people that say that and ask them for clarification, or do you let your own lens define what they meant?
No, yeah, I always let my own lens define it.
Okay.
And that's probably not good or healthy, but yeah, I never swing back.
I am really working on this very hard with my fiance right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like swinging back and going, hey, you know what? That sounded a little something something to me right there. Is that what you meant? And then we can talk it out, and it's helped a lot.
That's probably would be healthy for me, but I've never done that.
All right, Abby, who did you tell shut up yesterday?
Patricia!
Patricia!
And I noticed Patricia's got a little bit of a fire in her because Patricia started negotiating with me where I was like, shut up, Patricia, about whatever I was, you know, getting hard on myself about. And I noticed she was like, okay, but remember when this situation happened and you weren't hard on yourself enough? That's why I'm here. And I was like, Patricia, you're kind of right. And
oh,
so
no.
I know.
She doesn't have a voice.
Patricia's
a negative voice.
Patricia's a chatty broad. we were having.
She defeated you?
You lost.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. Me and Patricia pulled out the negotiation table, and I was like, you know what, Patricia, you raised some good points.
That's not how this works. This is not like, this isn't a transactional relationship. Patricia must do what you tell her to do.
No,
and that is to shut up.
Patricia's got a backbone. And so I really struggled with this because I'm such a perfectionist and I really am so hard on myself in so many different areas that I really struggle with the idea of, it felt like an excuse to me. Like if I wasn't doing something I knew I should have done, and normally I'd be hard on myself and then I would just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling at Patricia just made me feel like I was making excuses for myself.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got some work to do.
Yeah. I know.
Your therapist is listening right now, she's like, yes, more cash.
My therapist won't text me back. You think she's listening?
She's part of the problem.
She's part of it.
Is her name Patricia?
No. Maybe.
The Burt Show.